is the same title, but by Steve Shenkin. And it's a work of nonfiction. I think it's often shelved in the teen section, but sometimes in the middle grade section. And this one is geared toward ages 10 to 14. So it's a good middle grade graphic novel. And I will read the description for this one. In December of 1938, a chemist in a German laboratory made a shocking discovery. When placed next to radioactive material, a uranium atom split in two. That simple discovery launched a scientific race that spanned three continents. In Great Britain and the United States, Soviet spies worked their way into the scientific community. In Norway, a commando force slipped between enemy lines to attack German heavy water manufacturing. And deep in the desert, one brilliant group of scientists was hidden away at a remote site at Los Alamos. This is the story of the plotting, the risk-taking, the deceit and genius that created the world's most formidable weapon. This is the story of the atomic bomb. New York Times bestselling author Steve Shenkin's award-winning nonfiction book is now available, reimagined in the graphic novel format. Full-color illustrations from Nick Bertozzi are detailed and enriched with the nonfiction expertise Nick brings to the story as a beloved artist, comic book writer, and commercial illustrator who has written a couple of his own historical graphic novels, including Shackleton and Lewis and Clark. Accessible, gripping, and educational, this new edition of Bomb is perfect for young readers and adults alike. So that is Bomb, the Race to Build and Steal the World's Most Dangerous Weapon graphic novel edition by Steve Shenkin and Nick Bertozzi. I've not read the original nonfiction work, but it has been praised a lot. Comes very highly suggested. I have read other works by Nick Bertozzi, including Shackleton, which I really enjoyed. And I have to say, I like a graphic novel nonfiction work quite a bit. I find that it's an interesting way to learn some information without having to go in a deep dive into it. And then if I feel like doing a deep dive after, I can do that on my own. But I like getting like a little bit of information. And it sounds like they cover a lot of areas with this book. So definitely going to check it out. And that comes out this coming week on January 24th. Those are two new releases that I wanted to highlight this week. Before we go, do either of you have anything that's coming up that you're excited about or wanted to share?
I don't think I have anything specific that's coming out. I'm excited about that Nimona thing you told me about, and I have two new books to read, so I'm excited to get onto those.
Dive on in. How about you, Fatia?
My mom's birthday will come.
Oh, exciting. Happy birthday for your mom.
It's not June.
Oh, it's still a while away. Well, happy birthday to me too then. My birthday's in June. I'm excited for my birthday too.
Yeah.
I know both Amelia and Fatia's sister, Mashuda, both just had birthdays. So happy belated birthday to both of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey. All right. Well, any listeners out there having birthdays between now and June and maybe even last month, happy birthday to you too. Belated or future or current if it's your birthday today and you're listening. But we hope everyone out there, regardless of when their birthday is, has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
What you gonna do? Just another day. Look up.
just wanna party.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC afternoon show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Clubhouse Radio. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC.
Tom Rowe in Accra with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, January 20th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Raymond Pignone is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chaika on January 19th announced he will not seek re-election in 2023.
quote, as this my fifth non-consecutive term as district attorney expires, and as I finish 35 years in elected office, I inform you that I will not be a candidate for district attorney in 2023, unquote, he said. Chaika, 68, then took the opportunity to promote Ryan Carty, the current deputy chief assistant district attorney, as his successor. He said, quote, Ryan Carty has done an outstanding job working in my office for several years, having prosecuted more murder cases and other serious felonies than any other prosecutor in recent memory. Ryan has the experience, leadership abilities, and prosecutorial skills to keep our county the wonderful place we all call home, unquote. Chaika, a lifelong Republican, has no immediate plans to reenter politics, hinting that he wants to spend more time with his family. Columbia County Democratic Committee Chair Sam Hodge recognized Chaika's years of public service. Quote, I wish him the best in this next chapter, unquote, Hodge said. Quote, it is time for change at the district attorney's office, unquote. Chaika served as DA from 1988 until 1994, then was elected county judge in 2004. He left the bench in 2011 to return to the DA's office. Chaika was born in Hudson and raised on his family's dairy farm in Livingston. He received his undergraduate degree from SUNY Albany and his law degree from the Western New England University School of Law. He served as an assistant district attorney from 1981 through 1985 and as a county public defender from 1986 and 87. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that the Preservation League of New York State and the New York State Council on the Arts have announced the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society will receive a 2022 technical assistance grant. During this grant cycle, 19 projects representing 14 counties statewide were selected by an independent panel of preservation professionals. A total of $68,130 was awarded. Quote, we are very grateful to the Preservation League for this grant, which will help the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society restore and preserve our historic lighthouse for the next century, unquote, said Kristen Gamble, president of the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society. Quote, aside from the beacon, the Preservation Society is solely responsible for maintaining the lighthouse and seeks additional support to preserve this iconic structure, unquote. An inspection by a certified electrician of the lighthouse electrical system is needed to determine the presence of any safety issues that should be mitigated. The society will also use the analysis to inform a follow-up survey to determine the feasibility of installing solar panels on the main roof. The ultimate goal would be a solar panel installation that generates enough power for normal operations plus 10 electric heating system. The lighthouse Society is responsible for the restoration, preservation, and operation of the lighthouse, while the lighthouse beacon remains the responsibility of the U.S. Coast Guard. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Transportation Security Administration officers confiscated 39 handguns at area airport checkpoints in 2022, an increase from 26 guns caught in 2021. The two local airports, New York Stewart International and Westchester County, reported increased gun confiscations last year. Four guns were seized in 2022 at Westchester, up from none in 2021. At Stewart, three guns were seized last year compared with one the year before. Travelers who bring firearms to the checkpoint are subject to criminal charges from law enforcement and civil penalties from the TSA. Even if a traveler has a concealed weapon permit, firearms cannot be carried on an airline. Travelers with proper firearm permits can travel legally with their firearms in their checked bags if they follow a few guidelines. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, January 20th. Local early morning temperatures range from 32 degrees in Voorheesville to 36 out in Copaig. And from official reports, snow has accumulated up to an inch in Delanson, just west of Albany. Regional average soil temperature is 34 degrees. For most of us, a little morning mix turns into afternoon rain and a high of 41 happens at 1 p.m. Up in the hills, temperatures hang around 33 degrees all day, and about an inch of snow could fall by dark. We get a low of 28 degrees a few hours before dawn on Saturday, which will be dry and have a high of 36. Conditions will be just inside freezing for those venturing outside later on up. 24 degrees overnight takes us into a wet-looking Sunday with a high of 39. And a chance for snow overnight into Monday, which will have some lingering precipitation and a high of 38. Sunset today will be at 4:39 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:14 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are still at 15%. Solar wind speed is currently 479 kilometers per second at 8.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 166. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Me and my buddy, we making all of this money. Yeah, I know it's rude to be bragging. They never catching us slacking. Me and my buddy, we working hard for this money. You know I've been in my bag, yeah. Buddy, I got it like that. Yeah, y'all better stop. Me and my boy gon' climb to the top. Sidekick game like Calvin and Hobbs. Batman and Rob. Y'all know me, I'm down for the cause. Y'all know us, we start the party. Go way back like Doc and Marty. Either die legend like John Lennon or end up solo like Paul McCartney. Let's go. W's only, there's obvious signs. Looking around me, it's hard to deny. I mean, just look at the audience size. While robbing you blind like Bonnie and Clyde. Y'all do too much just to fit in. Zach and Cody, we stay twinning. Sweet life only, we stay winning. Been this way since the beginning. Me and my buddy, we making all of this money. Yeah, I know it's rude to be bragging. They never catching us slacking. Me and my buddy, we working hard for this money. You know I've been in my bag, yeah. Buddy, I got it like that, that. Yo, my greatest idols are all-time rivals. I'm talking Biggie and Pop. Yeah, every room that I walk into, it's like all I hear is applause. Wow. Hey, I don't need to just roll solo. I got a buddy like Han Solo. Yeah. I'm in the money, whoa. I rock polo. I never bomb sets, I just bomb photos. Yeah. Like boom, lights, camera, action. Do a big boy, I'm talking Miss Jackson. Right. Bury those beats, yeah, I'm feeling like Braxton. Go. Good Jewish boy, cause I always pay taxes. Dude. I've been on a mission, got a blast. Feel like Jimmy Neutron with the raps. Why you always living in the past? Let me give you something that'll last. Me and my buddy, we making all of this money. Yeah, I know it's rude to be bragging. They never catching us slacking. Me and my buddy, we working hard for this money. You know I've been in my bag, yeah. Buddy, I got it like that, that, that. Me and my buddy, yeah, we never need an understudy. Did it independent, we don't ever need nobody's money. Everybody calling me, they said they wanted something from me. Put me on a song, all of a sudden they be running from me. Running from me like you playing good cop, bad cop. Crowd going crazy like it's Woodstock, can't stop. Every show I'm playing be like New Girl, pants drop. Working way too hard, you're never gonna see the man flow.
Yes.
There's no way you're actually playing this, but hello, 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 hi. I am your lovely host, DJ Sean Money, and I am with...
And he is with your beloved sound engineer. We're doing a little bit of a flip-flop today. DJ Cola, and we're joined by our friend, our lovely guest.
DJ Meeple.
And how are you today?
Very demotivated. You sound very low energy, man.
I don't even think that's low energy. This year's just... I mean, it's going to be a good year, but...
Type.
So.
Hi, how's it going? How's your day, man?
Pretty good. And I feel like our days are going to be really better in a few days, you know what
right.
I mean? Because we have a lot to be talking about.
All
right,
so how should I start this? Pretty soon, we're going on a trip, I would say this Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, to New York. Sorry, to New York on Sunday, to this thing that we usually do on a Wednesday. And it's for, I guess you could say, a performance. We're going to be working with a whole bunch of people. Also, I would say that it's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah. We're going to be meeting up with a 5-time Grammy winner musician. And I think that's just kind of wild if you think about it.
5-time Grammy winner?
Yeah. He was, nominated even more than that.
Nominated. Wonder how many times was he nominated?
He has been nominated I'm looking right now, I believe. Hold on. It's on the tip of my brain. I did a little research before we started this show.
Ooh, owie.
That was nuts.
My apologies, owie. And that was on me, people. I apologize.
He has been nominated for a Grammy 13 times.
What's his name?
That is absolutely insane.
Kibmo?
Kebmo. His real name is Kevin.
Kebmo.
So he shortened it Kebmo. Okay. He's a blues player.
By the way, the song that you previously listened to was by Connor Price and Hody Allen.
Yes, sir. It was me and my buddy. Buddy.
Buddy. Yeah, just Buddy. Yeah. Hopefully you listen to another song by him pretty soon. That song will be Splat.
Without further ado, we're going to play the song.
Let it play.
Turn that up, Ricky. I said forever on the very first day. I fell for you and landed right on my face. Boom, splat, stab me in the back, I'm bruised, bash. Threw me to the curb like loose trash. Left me in the past like who's that?
Who's that?
Yeah, wish you would've told me that you felt this way. You've been swinging me along with every word you say. You hanging me out to dry, happened a thousand times. I guess I should've seen it coming any day now, look. I thought we had it, loving the magic. You had the gasoline and the matches. Lit me on fire, spark up the passion. But I guess it really just wasn't what I imagined. Whoa, guess I gotta live with that, huh? Chest got a hole that could fit a Mack truck. Splat on the ground, I ain't getting back up. But I should've known better, cause I said forever on the very first day. I fell for you and landed right on my face. Boom, splat, right out of the blue like news flash. Thought I had control, but you crashed. Left me in the past like, who is that?
No, seriously, who is that?
Splat hit the ground, but I'll bounce right back. Trust me, I ain't going down like that. Custom shirts, I had to dust the dirt off. Adjusting myself, put the crown right back. Ding. Okay, I'm shining now. Had to get lost with you to find myself. And I find it kind of funny how the moment that I'm over this is. Can I come over quick? No. You had your chance, but you blew it. You had me in the palm of your hand and threw it away. Now you say that you think we can do this again. Second chance, okay, do I look stupid? I don't need you here in my life. Please do not text me, I made up my mind. I do not want you here wasting my time. And next time around, I'll be taking my time. Cause I said forever on the very first day. I fell for you and landed right on my splat.
And that was Splat by Connor Price.
And hello, everybody. We are back. You are listening to WGXC Wavefire 90.7 FM Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And today, we're going to be talking about our trip to the city. We're going to be meeting up with Mr. Kebmo, Kevin Moore himself. And honestly, I've looked into, like, some of his work. I'm going to play a song in the background by him, Good to Be Home Again. I think he looks like a really chill dude on top of his music.
I haven't really seen him.
You want to hear some of his quotes?
Sure.
So, here we go, pulling him up right now. This is a quote by him. Be steady. Learn all you can. Learn to read. Learn really good timing. Learn how to play a little bit when a little bit is needed.
I like
learn
the
how to play a knot when a lot is needed.
I like
don't
the
listen, listen, listen.
I like the one where it says learn very good timing.
What's his name?
Kevin Moore. But he shortens it to Kevmo. And he's a 5-times Grammy winner blues musician. This is one of my favorite quotes.
Is that a website?
Yeah, he has his own website.
Oh my god, Brody has merch?
He's been in this game for a long time. I don't think you realize that.
That it would feel so good. Everybody I know.
He was born in Compton, California during the 50s.
And he is 55 years old.
Damn, the 50s is wild. Brody's been on this year for 55 years.
I know. I want to hear some of his wisdom on top of his music. He just seems like such a
We'll meet him Sunday, right?
Yes, sir. Oh, here's the quote I was looking for. I would love to be remembered like a god that was able to tell good stories, give positive vibes to his music.
I thought you said a god. I thought you said a god.
The man is kind of like a god. No, not really. The man is an amazing producer. I love his vibe. I have to say, anybody who's just living life to try to make people feel good about theirs, you know what I mean? That's like, that takes a lot of
that
just
is
good
like
care
top tier.
I'm gonna hop in the car, go downtown, grab a bite, and take a look around. Whole lot of things ain't what they used to be. I used to eat my fruit straight off the tree. My old barbershop still going strong.
Imagine going to the same barbershop.
But it's
too
damn
like,
bad.
That's cool.
Right, going to the same barbershop?
Yeah, right?
I've done that.
Nice.
Nah, that do sound fun. That sound
I like the vibe. It's good to be anywhere. It's good to be anywhere, you know? Just let it's him live. I get his vibes.
No, I get his vibes.
It's good to be on top of just going and with him. We're gonna be recording some stuff too. So, how are you feeling about that?
I'm still very hesitant on going. I'm still a little hesitant on going. I have no problem with it though.
Yeah, right.
I'll probably go.
This is my first time being to the city.
Really?
Yes, sir. I was gonna go, but plans got canceled.
I think I've been to the city and I'm. 5 times.
When I was in a summer camp, I think 2018, I was in this lady radio.
So, what was your guys' experience there? Tell me about it. I'm excited.
The times when I went, we went to see plays with Miss Padilla. We went to see plays. We did it like 2 times, 3 times.
I'm a DJ wall behind us. Started a little wall of signatures in our radio lab. We need to get Miss Padilla to sign that.
No, we didn't.
She's such a good guest.
So we did that around like 3 times, 2 times. Yearly. We did it. It was yearly. So we did it like 2-3 times. And then after that, I've been to New York with my mom too.
For those of you listening, that was Keb Mo. Good to be home again.
Went there, I guess, twice with my mom.
Mm. Do you have, like, a favorite time to be there? Like, winter, summer?
I've never really been there during summer.
Okay.
I've been there. It's mostly, like, been... I lied. I have been there during summer. I want to go there during winter. Mm. Like, during, like, December. That would be fire. Like, especially during New Year's. I've always wanted to do that. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, like, that, you see the ball drop?
Yeah, that's on my bucket list.
I don't blame you. I think that's got to go on mine now.
That's on my bucket list.
Right under skydiving and bungee jumping. I'm going to put that.
That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Like, if I have 24 hours left, those are, yeah.
Yeah, that's something
said,
I would do.
Talking about our little journey, our travel, I'm going to be playing Travels by Kai Dreams featuring Atwood.
Will.
What you want me to say? That I'm starting the days, that I'm stuck in autopilot, but it's flying away. There's a lot I can say. Out it. Don't let them get you out it. No, don't let them get you out it. Ain't no thing gonna say to me. I got shit in my neck on me. I may not be the greatest me, say la vie, but I ain't so down to Mercedes keys like BB point A to B. Nah, you ain't chasing me. Where am I taking me?
And all my travels seem to bring me back to this place. And all my life I've just been looking for the right way. And I've been thinking to myself that this is who I gotta be.
And I've been driving on my own to find the right place. And I've been watching all the clocks, I need the time frame. I wonder when will come the day, I wonder when I'll see those dreams. I gotta get past that, get out the abstract. I'm writing every thought, I think I'm trying to map that. A little money in my pockets, never had that. Just a little though, but I've been running towards the fast track. I've been working all day, all night, I watch the sunset. Who's on the horizon, got me feeling like it's all set. Calling me to follow, so I wrap it up like Offset. Even if I didn't, it would never leave my conscience. Going on, oh, 90-90, I'm telling you that it taught me. This probably won't be always, but still I won't regret nothing. And if I do, then I promise I'll be setting it straight. Yeah, I've been getting tired of worrying if I make a mistake. I was lost up in a dream where every day was the same. Now every time the sun rises, it's a whole other way. I was always playing around, now all I do is just play. Turbulence ahead, but you know that's some risk that you take.
What you want me to say? I'm caught in the days that I'm stuck in autopilot, but I'm flying away. There's a lot I can say. I'm out of my brain. What you want me to say? That I'm stuck in this place. That I'm only a human and that I made some mistakes. I just think I'm afraid. Okay.
And all my travels seem to bring me back to this place. And all my life I've just been looking for the right way. And I've been thinking to myself that this is who I gotta be.
And that was Travels by Kai Dream.
And we are
WGXE
Clubhouse Radio.
And how are you guys? How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Magical.
Fantastic
Four. I was wondering if that doesn't work, but yes, it does.
Yeah, we got me, you, Phoebs, and Meatball. The Fantastic Four.
You know, in an alternate universe, there was a Fantastic Five with Peter Parker, and he won as Bagman because his costume ripped.
Nah, that's wild.
Fantastic.
If you had any powers of the Fantastic Four.
Spider-Man. Oh, wait, oh, Fantastic, wait, Fantastic Four? I would want Mr. Fantastic.
No. Now, what about you?
I don't know. I would think he'd main character. I think they all like main characters.
I mean, you can't be named Mr. Fantastic and not be the main character.
I mean, he's the... But he's the leader.
He's Mr. Fantastic. But he's like, the leader. But like, he's the main guy.
But he's not like the best.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because in alternate universes and other... issues and stuff like that. He's been like depicted as a villain, low-key, I guess you could say.
Yeah, right. So speaking of movies, we wanted to talk about another movie that DJ Meatball was telling us about.
Yeah, the movie. So I watched this movie last night. Mm-hmm. It was actually a really good movie. It was called The Old Way. It was like this dude trying to raise his daughter and like gunsling. It was like an old Western movie though.
Okay, so tell us about it. Like, what's the plot?
Plot is basically, not gonna try to spoil it.
But, yeah, right.
Somebody dies, and somebody comes back and gets some return.
Not gonna lie, dying. Big W. Yeah, I'm joking. But that being said, want to know what is a big W?
What?
We're going to the city Sunday.
No word.
And
speaking of city, we should play.
Yeah? What song?
Hypnotized by Juicy Smalls.
I got you. So we're going to be right back after that song. We're going to play the news update for you guys and the weather and all that. So we'll be right back.
Detroit players.
Adidas. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right, if they head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce Cruz who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pump. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take
it. Recently, frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. They got it. Flaunt it. That Brooklyn, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean.
I put the NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty for the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the s***? The rod. Frank White push the sticks or the Lexus LX. 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some. Gon' blast squeeze first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a n*** rapping about some bras, menage a trois, some expensive cars, I still leave you on the pavement, condo paid for, no car payment, at my arraignment, no for the cleaning, the daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement, face it, not guilty, that's how I stay too, richer than richer, so you come and get me.
Come on.
Biggie, 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 can't you see, sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways, guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see, sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways, guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean.
I can fill you with real millionaires. That's cargo, my cargo, 116, swiftly, wreck it by a new one, the crew run, 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 the crew run, run, run. I know you sick of this name brand, with flows, girl, say he's sweet like licorice, so get with this, it's easy, girlfriend, here's a bit. Call me round 10, come through, have on rub that's person. Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain, Papa freaking, not speaking, leave that leaking like rapper demo. Tell them, take their clothes off slowly, kill them with the force like Obit, black like Kobe, watch me roam like Kobe. Lucky they don't owe me, where to say, show me, homie.
Homie.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Zoo that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation admits they have issues with their billing procedures, but does not believe they should get civil penalties from the state's Public Service Commission. A report from the Public Service Commission released in December found its, and I quote, customer information and billing systems was riddled with defects at launch, the go-live, resulting in overcharges and delayed bills for thousands of customers, as well as automatic withdrawals from bank accounts of many customers for multiple months' worth of charges, end quote. That report came after thousands of complaints from Central Hudson customers that led to pressure on state and local officials to do something. Paul A. Colbert, Associate General Counsel of Regulatory Affairs for Central Hudson, admits in a submission to the Public Service Commission that the utility made mistakes. He wrote, and I quote, "The issues resulted in impacts to a portion of Central Hudson's customers, including delayed and inaccurate invoices, confusion, and anxiety. Central Hudson has been humbled by the identification of these issues and the resulting impact on customer satisfaction," end quote. But he minimized the problem, writing, and I quote, Central Hudson asked that the commission consider that although customers have been unfortunately inconvenienced and justifiably confused by receiving estimated bills, multiple back bills, and delayed bills, customers have not been financially harmed, end quote. State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties, was not impressed with the utility statement. She said, and I quote, Central Hudson's response is glaringly insufficient for the extensive wrongdoing and economic hardships they've caused customers across the Hudson Valley. I stand firmly behind the PSC's investigation, the findings of their damning report, and urge the commission to move quickly toward a penalty process that delivers justice in support of ratepayers and a path forward that ensures the full correction of all past billing errors, end quote. Central Hudson has about 309,000 electric customers and 84,000 natural gas customers in the Hudson Valley. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that both Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro agree that there should be an independent investigation after the discovery of classified information stored in the home and former office of President Joe Biden. Ryan said, referring to Biden and former President Donald Trump, who stored hundreds of documents with classified markings at various locations in his Mar-a-Lago resort, and I quote, our last two presidents have issues with this, end quote. Biden has cooperated with investigators, while Trump has not. Ryan said, and I quote, I don't think we can give equivalency when one individual not only refuses to cooperate, but is suing to stop the National Archives from taking possession of the documents, and Biden, who has been cooperative, has taken responsibility and proactively disclosed what happened, end quote. Molinaro agreed with Ryan that Biden needs to be investigated. Molinaro said in a prepared statement, and I quote, we need to conduct an honest and independent review to understand what went wrong in both of these cases to ensure our nation's secrets are better protected going forward, end quote. Ryan represents the 18th Congressional District, while Molinaro lives in that district but represents the 19th Congressional District. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that some New York legislators are calling for free breakfast and lunches for all public school students to be included in this year's state budget. New York State PTA Executive Kyle McCauley-Bellakopinski said on January 19th, and I quote, when children are fed and they are not hungry, they learn better, they engage more, they are happier, they are healthier, end quote. A federal pandemic program recently ended, removing access to free school meals for 726,000 students in New York State. State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties, is sponsoring a bill with $200 million in funding for free school meals for all students in the next state budget. Hinchey said, and I quote, that money that can go to rent, that money that can go to mortgage, that money that can go to groceries for dinner or for the weekends, that's really important money that we can put back into the family's pockets, end quote. Right now, a family of four in New York must make less than $51,000 annually for students to qualify for a federal free or reduced lunch program. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
He was such a noble dude. I can't even finish school. Missed my mom and left too soon. His dad was a fireman who fought fire so violent. I think I barred my therapist while playing him my violin.
Oh my god,
that's so insane.
Oh my god,
that's such a shame. Next to them I don't feel so grand, but I can't help myself from
good at making friends. I'm so scared of giving in. Is that entertaining yet?
Oh my God,
that's so insane.
Oh my God,
that's such a shame. Next to them, my shit don't feel so grand. But I can't help myself from feeling bad. I kind of feel like two things can be said. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon,
that's right,
I blow up into smithereens. This feel my tiny symphony. Just let me play my violin for you, 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 you. Someone's got it worse. Wish that made it easier. Wish I didn't feel the hurt. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon, I'll blow up into smithereens and spew my tiny symphony all up and down a city street while trying to put my mind at ease. Like finishing this melody, this feels like a necessity. So this could be the death of me, or maybe just a better me. Now come in with the timpanis and take a shot of Hennessy. I know I'm not there mentally, but you could be the remedy. So let me play my violin for you.
Hello, everybody. This is 90.7 FM WGXC Wave Farm. You're listening to Clubhouse Radio. And today I am with
DJ Meeple.
And I am also joined by my lovely host,
DJ Shamuni.
And today, we're just having a chill day, talking about a little event that's going on where we're going to the city. So yeah, you know, we're just chilling. So, I have one thing to ask you, my friend who's going to the city. What is your favorite thing you are excited about, if you had to pick?
Seeing the studio.
Yeah, right? I want to see all the equipment.
That too.
Plus, I remember some of the people at Trax, the administrators, said that they're going to have some cool instruments there, and I'm psyched about that. So, yeah. I mean, plus we're going to be able to record a song. Are you just going to, like, go straight off the dome with it?
Yeah.
Okay. To be honest...
Have you been writing, or are you going to go off the dome?
Yeah, I've been writing a little bit on guitar lately. I've been writing a song.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to hear it, folks at home, you can... We would love for you to join us at our Trax event.
W plug.
If you want more details, or even if you want to come on the show, say something. Say what you would do if you would go to the city or had a chance to record. You can always email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That being said, indeed. I mean, are you excited about seeing Kev Mo?
Yeah, no, I heard his music.
I mean, winning a Grammy isn't as easy as it seems.
Okay, I'm not even like really worried about his Grammy. It's just like his music makes him feel like a chill person.
Yeah, right. I love his quotes too.
I just took a little break during the music break and the weather break. I just listened to one of his songs, and his songs are
They hit different. They got like. Like, I mean, going vibes. Back to one of the quotes from, I mean, his website himself, Mr. Kev Mo, he says, "I may be turning 70, Kev reflects, but I'm still breathing and I'm still hungry and I'm still going out for it every day. You know, he just has a passion for music, and he wants to share that with everybody. And I have to say, that can be rare nowadays, somebody who just wants to make other people's lives is better with their own passion. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a vibe. If you're getting up and you're doing that and you're vibing that much, where do you get this inspiration? Actually, that's going to be my question. Where do you get your inspiration from?
That's going to be my question for him. Oh, okay. I thought you were asking me for a second.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
I'm getting my information right from his website, kebmo.com. It's kebmo.com. Man has so many songs. Literally just looking at the website, man is touring so many different places, too. He's going to the Caribbean, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Minnesota, Connecticut. Like, and there's more.
Andy's also going to Australia, apparently. In New Orleans. Well,
Australia sounds fun.
Nah, right? Man has so many different... what's that?
I kind of want to go there for like a summer, yeah.
Australia? Okay. Yeah. Not Australia?
I think I'd be scared.
I would never want to go to Australia. Australia got some menace. Like, I promise you. Yeah, honestly, I think God made Australia his playground. Like, I think our creator was just like, you know what? I'm going to take all the most randomest things I can make and put it in Australia. Like,
are platypuses found in Australia? I'm going to look that up. Everybody listening at home, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXE, Wavefarm.org, Clubhouse Radio. And we're going to be educating you on platypuses today because...
Educating on platypus...
Yeah, it's crazy.
Would it be platypi?
Platypi?
Platypuses?
See, this is why we need an education. You know what I mean? It's just so unknown. Platypus are like such a...
Would it be platypuses?
No. Platypus. No, would not.
What is a group of platypuses?
What is the plural of platypus? Okay, dang. Platyplodes. Platypodes.
Platyplodes? That sounds like a Pokemon.
Right?
I mean, I choose you, Platyplode.
If you think about it, God really decided to make, the platypus, the Pokemon of our universe. Yeah, it's a mammal that lay eggs and is poisonous. Like, come on.
And it's
not poisonous, venomous.
And see,
venomous?
Yeah, the difference between venom and poison is if you bite it and you die, it's poisonous. But if it bites you and you die, it's venomous. And if you bite yourself and somebody else dies, that's voodoo. But that's a little bit
wait, what?
And
if someone bites you and you die, it's voodoo.
And also, it's, they sweat milk, too. Don't ask me how I know that. But
did you say they sweat?
They sweat milk.
Excuse me. All right. I can't believe the show is going to a platypus fun fact reel.
My question is, why are they not blue?
All right.
That I was lied to by Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, they're venomous, right? So that's the first fun fact.
They sweat milk for their babies. I repeat, they sweat milk for their babies.
Oh, yeah, they lay eggs. Aw. There's a little baby
platypus. They are cute.
They're harder to spot now than they used to be.
Yeah, apparently. I think they actually are endangered now, which is the most sad thing, but they are such cute animals, but...
For real, it's a venomous mammal that lays eggs. Tell me there's not... I think I'm adding it to my favorite.
So, animals. It's venomous or poisonous?
Yeah, and it's a mammal.
So if it gets bit, you die.
No. It will bite you and
you die. And
that's poisonous.
Mm-hmm. For example, something that's poisonous, it's a pufferfish. If you eat the pufferfish...
You die.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if it's venomous, it means it injects it by...
I thought you could eat a pufferfish if it's made right.
Yeah, it's gotta be cooked right.
You can, but it's like very hard to eat.
My apologies.
Here's some dying internally. Fish fun facts. Everybody knows this one, but they can inflate into a ball.
If you were a monkey, what Saiyan would you be and how? If you were a monkey... And you had the choice to evolve into a normal human or a Saiyan. My question is, if humans originate from monkeys, then why is it that humans aren't just Saiyans?
I don't get that.
Like, that's... Now I'm thinking about it. Why is it that, like, humans couldn't be as strong as Saiyans if they both originate from monkeys?
I want to know the autonomy of a Saiyan. Like, are there just humans down there? Like, but, like... Is the key the difference?
They are actually gods.
Yeah, I mean...
No. He's talking about, like, normal Saiyans. Like for example, on Planet Sadala, I wonder... Because if I remember correctly, there's a poor section and a rich people section. So...
Just like in real life.
Would the weak Saiyans be considered humans? Like...
Nah, I don't think... I think they're just... what's it called? Low-class Saiyans, as Vegeta would put it.
So would they be, like, humans to our standard? Like...
They would just be, like... I would feel like they would be, like, almost into, like, a different category of, like, outcast, like, sick and, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bro, that sounds like a good plot of a movie.
Now with YouTube Primetime Channels, watch the Showtime.
That? But, yeah. Everybody, you are listening to 90.7
FM
WGXE. Clubhouse
Radio.
And we're going to play a little song for you. We're going to play September by Earth, Wind & Fire, a classic. And we'll be right back when it's done.